Coddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, we've had a couple of weeks where maybe we're thinking, what's going on this year? Sort of entertainment, things to look forward to. Jay's been in doing the Guide Liverpool. Then all of a sudden in the past week, loads of stuff starts getting announced. Jay, it's going to be a busy summer for you.
It's busy, always, busy summer. Always the end of January when you get all the big festival lineup announcements and the big event announcements. And this week has been insane.
Got to sell some tickets. Of course, they have in the next few months. And they will with the sort of stuff we're hearing about. So let's start with Sound City. Okay. First one up.
So Sound City, this is one of my favourite events in Liverpool during the year. It's 10 years old now, can you believe it? Obviously, it started kind of in the city, running from venue to venue. It moved to the docks, to Liverpool Waters, just a couple of years ago. So it was on Bramley Moor Dock. This year, they've announced they are moving location again, but literally next door to Bramley Moor Dock on Clarence Dock. So that docker's clock that's kind of become a big focal point for Sound City is still very much that. Big, big, massive space, so lots more room to manoeuvre and function. Obviously, lots more people can attend. Stages will be bigger. There won't be sound problems like there were a few little issues on Bramley Moor Dock. But they've announced as well, because of their 10-year anniversary, it's going to go from 2 days like it was last year to 4 days. So there's going to be an extra 2 nights of celebrating on the dock, and the lineup is incredible. Some legendary acts are going to be playing. The Thursday night, which it all kicks off, it's end of May, by the way, end of May bank holiday. It's all about that old avant-garde English kind of punk era, which I'm sure you're very fond of, Steve.
I like the first two nights. They suit me down to the ground. So you take us through them.
Well, we got the Human League headlining on the Thursday night, which are a massive, massive cult band. Mm. You love the Human League, don't you?
Modest. They're sort of mid-range for me.
But, right, okay. You know,
Friday night's
headliners.
Would
you go to the gig?
Would I pay to go to that one? Yeah, maybe.
Ticket prices aren't too steep as well. You know, you've got to look into that. On the Friday, it's a big, big event.
That's announced
a while back. This is John Cale. He's taken to the stage with the only European performance of the Velvet Underground and Nico album. This will mark 50 years of one of the most important and influential albums of all time. Now, that will attract people from all over the world, I'm thinking. And there's a big space.
That is mega. And that album and the influence that it had is incredible. Mm. So I think that will be a sellout.
So you're going to go to that one?
I'd love to see that, yeah.
Okay. Saturday, the daytime events kick off on Clarence Dock. So it starts in the day. You've got your full day of festival. Great atmosphere as well down there for Sound City. Headline in that is Metronomy. I always get that wrong. Metronomy, is it?
Metronomy,
that's it. A great little band. They are electric, kind of dance, poppy rock, all fused in together. And the Kills and Peaches will be on as well. And then on Sunday, great band. They've played Sound City twice before, so it's great to see them headlining. The Kooks are going to be on, who are brilliant. And also White Lies, which Matty, your producer, is a big fan of too.
And also She Drew the Gun, one of the guests that we've had on the show in the past year or so. I think it promises to be absolutely brilliant. I think I'm looking at the ticket prices here, £35. That's for one day, isn't it? Can you buy one for the 4 days?
You can. I think it's around £60 for a weekend pass. And I think that's great value for what you get. And it is a proper festival down there on the docks now. It's a great atmosphere. They throw lots more than just music into it as well. So there's all sorts of parades and displays and everything else. It's brilliant. Check it out. If you've never been, do Sound City this year. We spoke to Dave Piccolinghi. Dave is the god of Sound City, and we asked him a little bit more.
And already in the first 2 years, we were beginning to outgrow our Bramley Moor home. This piece of land gives us the opportunity to, you know, spread the stages out, make sure we have none of the sound issues that we've had in previous years. And it also means we can bring far much more content to the site to kind of excite and invigorate all the people that come to join us.
You know, if that's 10 years, I wonder whether it's actually sort of outgrown where they thought they'd be within 10 years' time.
Probably did, yeah. If you think about it, and I always say with Sound City, you literally go to Sound City and you're watching a band, and within 12 months, that band have got a number one album. Ed Sheeran played Sound City a good few years back. I think it was St. George's Hall or somewhere that he played. And obviously, a year later, he's tipped to headline Glastonbury this year. So it's massive. Big platform for artists.
Maybe the Velvet Underground can get to number one.
Yes, could do.
Let's go on to a Summer of Love. So this was all over the paper yesterday, Summer of Love. What more has been sort of put out there about some of the big events that our city is hosting this summer?
Well, basically, yesterday, they announced that the Summer of Love will be a huge, huge kind of year-long celebration in Liverpool. So it will be the umbrella for all of the big events that we normally get. So
it is called the Summer of Love.
It's called the Summer of Love in Liverpool, celebrating 50 years since 1967, which, as you remember well, Steve, was the Summer of Love. Sergeant Pepper's was released. The Metropolitan Cathedral was born in Liverpool. The Merseyside Poetry Collection was released. So that theme will cover all the big events, Lymph, Liverpool Pride, the River Festival, the Rock and Roll Marathon. They'll all have that Summer of Love feel. The Knowsley Flower Show, the Comedy Festival, and some new events as well. We got full listings on the website. We also got a chat with Head of Culture Liverpool, Claire McColgan, who told us more.
What's great about it is all the creators in the city, over 60 organisations, have taken this thing to their hearts and are really doing something quite incredible around it. And really very diverse stuff. So Lymph is going to do a whole new load of commissioning, and you know, the music festival around Summers of Love. Sound City's doing some absolutely brilliant work. And the museum's doing a big exhibition on coming out. So lots of organisations are really taking very different parts of those themes.
Promises to be brilliant. I can't believe, and you just said then, that the Metropolitan Cathedral is 50 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but in my head it feels like it should be older.
Well, the Liverpool Cathedral, when was that?
The Anglican. Obviously. I don't even think the Anglican is that old.
It's not
is
like
it?
15th century or anything, is it? I think it was like, was it the 20s?
I'm going to Google this in a minute. I'm not sure when the Anglican Cathedral was built, but 50 years for the Met.
50 years old this year, and there will be big celebrations around that as well, exhibitions and tons of celebrations to celebrate 50 years of the Wigwam, Paddy's Wigwam. So that's Summer of Love, and as I say, full interview with Claire, Head of Culture Liverpool, online on the Guide Liverpool.
All right, I've got it here. Liverpool Cathedral, Wikipedia. Let's have a look. Just go down as long as this is correct. Years built. 1904 to 1978.
So that's the Anglican.
So it takes 70 years to build the Anglican Cathedral.
They're still building the cathedral in Barcelona, aren't they?
70 years.
Wow, massive.
That's unbelievable,
it's
isn't
huge.
It? They get those big blocks up there. Right, what are we moving on to?
Okay, so this weekend, it's pay weekend in Liverpool, so we can finally all get back out and about again. There's a big free celebration this weekend. We do it every year. This year is bigger and better than ever before. They've put lots into this. Chinese New Year. It's the year of the rooster, and they're promising a real spectacle around Chinatown. Now, you might have seen they've got 1,000 lanterns up right now. If you haven't been into town this week, get in and see it. So right up Bow Street or Berry Street and into Chinatown, 1,000 lanterns. They look brilliant. I think they should stay there. But then on Friday, they're kicking off this big light display. So it's happening on the Blackie, on the Chinese Arch, on that student accommodation block that's there. And basically from 7:30 each night over the weekend, you can go and watch a 12-minute loop of this incredible light display that tells the story of, I think it's Jingwei and the Sea, which is a famous Chinese myth story type thing, but it's going to be a spectacle. We just spoke to someone about it down on the pier head, and it is going to be special. They've got firecracker displays on Sunday as well, Chinese dance, all sorts happening for the big parade on Sunday that kicks off from 11 a.m.
Who have you spoken to?
We spoke to Councillor Wendy Simon a few weeks back to tell us more about Chinese New Year.
We've got a fantastic new light show this year, and it's a 3-day celebration, so that's expanding, and it's always great to see so many people come out and support Chinese New Year. It's a really big festival within the city.
3 days.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff.
And we can go and get dim sum afterwards, sumai, spring rolls.
Love a good Chinese.
Oh, yes.
And nothing like going to Chinatown for a Chinese as
so
well.
What's the parade, what's the light display, and then go and get some dim sum.
Right, a good friend of yours who's also a young and promising and upcoming singer as well, had a bit of good news.
She did. Eleanor Nelly. We've spoke about this before. We got lots online about Eleanor. She's 16, 17 years old. She was tipped a few years ago by Lymph as their most ready artist in Liverpool. The Git Awards, which is massive, from getting to this, they put her as the one to watch last year. We've been championing her for ages on the Guide Liverpool. She's a singer-songwriter, a bit of a country twang. So, so talented. And it was announced last night that she's just signed a big management deal with Decca Records, which is a massive, massive record label. So big congrats to Liverpool lass Eleanor Nelly.
Or Ellie Nelly.
Ellie Nelly, as I like to call her, yeah.
All right. The Guide Liverpool at the moment, you go on the front page. Funnily enough, it's got a big picture of the Anglican Cathedral in front of there with some of the Chinese dragons going past it as well. Also, a great piece on there that our producer Matty has done around Callum Smith. So Matty's going to be doing plenty more sports
stuff
for
you this year. Yeah, there's lots on sport now on the Guide Liverpool, thanks to Matt. So we got Chris Kirkland, LFC goalkeeper, up there today ahead of tonight's match. Callum Smith, tons from Matty. I mean, he's doing lots more in the coming weeks as well.
Okay, 2017 will be a cracker on the Guide Liverpool. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.